From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, reactions from around the country to today's announcement that the Ford Motor Company will be cutting tens of thousands of jobs.
That's the lead today, plant closings and massive job cuts at the nation's second largest car maker. The Ford Motor Company will be cutting at least 25,000 jobs and closing 14 facilities all in North America. Ford executives are calling today's announcement the way forward. It's a long-term restructuring plan aimed at stemming billion-dollar losses in its North American plants. CEO Bill Ford spoke this morning at Ford headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan.
These cuts are a painful last resort, and I'm deeply mindful of their impact. They're going to affect many lives, many families, and many communities, and we'll do everything we reasonably can to ease the burdens.
That's the CEO of the Ford Motor Company, Bill Ford, speaking this morning to employees and shareholders.
We're going to get reaction now from two locations. In a moment, we'll hear from Ford's Hapeville plant that's outside Atlanta, Georgia. First, though, to reporter Matt Sepik with member station KWMU in St. Louis. And Matt, tell us about the Hazelwood assembly plant there. How many jobs are affected?
There are more than 1,400 workers at the Hazelwood Assembly Plant here in the St. Louis area. They make Ford Explorer and Mercury Mountaineer SUVs.
And this plant had already been reduced to one shift already, I understand.
That's correct. Back in 2003, then-Missouri Governor Bob Holden and other local officials in the St. Louis area worked out a deal with the Ford Motor Company to keep the plant open on one shift and keep those jobs here in exchange for tax incentives for Ford, as well as some training opportunities for the employees here at the plant.
You said one of the trucks they make is the Ford Explorer. I thought that was a pretty popular model.
Well, the Ford Explorer and the related Mercury Mountaineer are truck-based SUVs. They don't get as good of gas mileage as what many automakers are moving toward now, which are SUVs based on a car chassis, and they are not as fuel efficient as some of the smaller models.
Matt Sepik from member station KWMU in St. Louis, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And joining us now, reporter Charles Edwards. He's near Ford's Hapeville plant, which is outside Atlanta. Charles, what is going on there? Bad news again here for this plant.
There is bad news, and right now there are people honking their cars, honking their horns, I should say, coming out of the plant with their thumbs down, obviously a sign from workers that they're very displeased at the news that they heard from the webcast this morning.
So what specifically is going to be happening at Hapeville?
Well, this plant is actually going to be closing down by 2008, and the 2,100 workers here at the Ford plant, they're known for producing the Ford Taurus, which is, as we've heard reported, one of the models that Ford is looking to slow down or even cease production of in the near future. So things aren't looking good right now for the plant here in Hapeville.
This has to be an enormous kind of turnaround for them, because not very long ago, the Taurus was the most popular car in America, and times must have been pretty good.
Times were good, and you're right. It is an amazing turnaround, because I was talking to a fellow reporter who said that he found that you couldn't even find a Taurus nowadays on the showroom floor, that a lot of the Tauruses are now being used just for rental purposes.
2,100 jobs lost there in the plant. For Hapeville, this is bad news.
I was talking to Hapeville city government officials just earlier, and Hapeville is a major employer here in this southern part of Atlanta. It brings in $1 million a year in tax revenue for Hapeville city government. So as soon as this plant closes down, the mayor and city officials and even the governor of Georgia will be working hard to try to bring a new plant to this facility, because they'll need to fill that tax base.
Reporter Charles Edwards in Hapeville, Georgia, just outside Atlanta. More news on the Ford plant closings. Charles, thank you.